Amber Byerly opens an iron door with a key the size of her hand. Byerly manages Idaho's historic old penitentiary. Behind this door is the room where Idaho hanged its last man.
That is where the rope would have been hanging, and then just a lever that releases the trap door.
This room was built in 1954 with the expectation of handling many executions. It saw only one, Raymond Snowden, in 1957. Snowden was convicted of stabbing a woman multiple times. 13 months passed between his arrest and execution. Compare that to Idaho today, where Paul Rhodes has been on death row for 24 years. Raymond Snowden spent his year on death row looking at the door to the room where he would die. It was 10 feet in front of his cell.
So a very short trip from his cell over to the gallows.
As midnight approached on October 17, 1957, guards strapped Snowden to a gurney and carried him that 10 feet to the execution chamber.
They did ask Raymond Snowden if he had any last words. His response to that was, "Yes, I do, but I don't know how to say it."
They bound his hands and feet.
And then, of course, a black hood would have been placed over his head as well.
Prison officials had a problem every time a hanging came up: lack of experience. It's an issue today. Idaho has only performed one lethal injection, and that was 17 years ago. Paul Rhodes' defense team has made that the focus of their appeals. So far, those appeals have been denied. For Snowden, Idaho brought in an experienced executioner from out of state. But something went wrong.
Probably an improperly tied knot that took him about 15 minutes to pass away.
Hanging was the method used for most of Idaho's history. The old pen held a double hanging outside the walls in 1951 in what's now the Idaho Botanical Gardens. Before that, Idaho executed 6 men inside the walls. Prior to the 20th century, county sheriffs in Idaho hanged 16 men. The federal government held 1 execution. After 1957, Idaho didn't execute anyone for 37 years.
The death penalty was becoming less and less popular in the 50s and the 60s.
Stuart Banner teaches law at the University of California at Los Angeles. He's written several books on legal history, including The Death Penalty in American History. Banner says the anti-death penalty movement showed up in state legislatures. Alaska and Hawaii banned capital punishment in 1957, Vermont in 64, West Virginia and Iowa in 1965. But the movement was most visible in the courts, where constitutional challenges tied up executions. By 1967, executions in the U.S. had stopped. The Supreme Court ruled in 1972 that state death penalty laws were unconstitutional under the Eighth Amendment's ban on cruel and unusual punishment.
The court said that if states wanted to have the death penalty, they'd have to have some principled way to decide who deserved the death penalty and who didn't.
States quickly rewrote death penalty laws, including Idaho, in 1973. But there were no executions in the U.S. for 10 years, until the Supreme Court ruled those state laws were constitutional in 1976. But Banner says, by then, the movement to abolish the death penalty had lost steam.
The 1972 Supreme Court decision finding it unconstitutional had the effect of galvanizing support for the death penalty.
Idaho began handing out death sentences again. There are 15 people on death row now, including Paul Rhodes. And in the post-1976 world, Idaho death row inmates can spend decades waiting for their sentences to be carried out. Before that, the average time was less than a year. Ginny Hatch says the legal system changed the way capital punishment gets handled. Hatch teaches criminal justice at Boise State University. She says capital cases are now looked at through a unique legal lens.
It all comes down to one thing. We're scared to death of convicting someone who's innocent. And that's why we have all these procedural safeguards in place. Nobody wants to be the judge who executes an innocent person.
Hatch says this has led, in many cases, to an indefinite appeals process. Paul Rhodes has exhausted his appeals after 24 years, but there are people on Idaho's death row who have been there longer. Lacey Sivak received his death sentence in 1981. But Hatch says in the next few years, Idaho may actually see more executions. A few other death row inmates, she says, are in a similar legal place as Paul Ezra Rhodes. They've nearly exhausted their appeals. I'm Adam Cotterell, KBSX News.